It was clearly a very important visitation, not just for Armagh, but for the other dioceses that the other visitors went to. All of us have made a report to the Holy See, and it'll be up to the Holy See now to make a response, as the Holy Father has promised to do. I think on a wider scale, the Church in Ireland has been through a horrendous time, and it's very hard to say, you know, there's an immediate recovery. It'll take time, it'll take good leadership, it'll take the gift of the Spirit and sincere repentance. And the Church is always, they say, always being reformed, always being renewed. And that will happen in Ireland as well. It's happened in other parts of the Church in times of history. I think it'll happen in Ireland as well. But it will take time and take honesty, transparency with regard to dealing with issues of child abuse. But I think it also needs our prayers as well for a country which I love very much, and for the Church in Ireland, which in the past has done so much for the Catholic Church all over the world with regard to missionaries and everything else. So I think the Church in Ireland needs our prayers, and those prayers will be for the gift of the Spirit, for a real renewal of life and grace, and those things which the Church gives for wholeness and for truth and for love.
You were, of course, leader of the Church in England when it was going through a similar time of crisis following sex abuse revelations there. What do you think, looking back, perhaps are the key ingredients in this path to recovery, on this journey to recovery, to reconciliation, to reform within the Church?
Well, I think, first of all, one clearly has to deal absolutely transparently with issues of child abuse, which we do and have done in England and Wales with the recommendations, the procedures that we have in place now, cooperation with local authorities, and nothing held back. So I think there's confidence, not just in the Catholic community, but in the society at large, that the Catholic Church, with regard to voluntary organisations, probably has the best procedures for dealing with this terrible thing of child abuse that anybody has. So I think, first of all, with regard to procedures for child abuse, that's got to be dealt with absolutely ruthlessly, if you like, because child abuse is such a terrible, terrible thing, especially for the victims. And I think, secondly, one of the greatest sadnesses of it is that the Catholic Church in particular, through the ages, especially over the last centuries, has been its care for children. Educating children, care for children, and the Catholic Church all over the world, particularly in developing countries in Africa, its schools, its healthcare, it's contributed so much. So I think in England, what lessons we learn is encouraging and caring for children, and also contact, vital contact with young people is a sign that the Church is alive.